Intelligent Design at allaboutscience.org. Intelligent design is obvious upon close examination of any machine. The conception and thought inherent in a machine, whether simple or complex, is self-evident. Whether a machine is high quality or low quality, its designer is both necessary and apparent. Information theory states that concept and design can only result from a mind. Even the diminished quality of a poorly constructed machine cannot obscure the necessity of an intelligent designer. Machines, as defined by Nobel laureate Jacques-Lucien Monod, are, quote, purposeful aggregates of matter that, utilizing energy, perform specific tasks. By this authoritative definition, living systems are recognized as machines. A living organism fulfills the definition of a machine all the way down to the molecular level, and yet, because of the philosophical and religious implications of life resulting from intelligent design, a surprisingly large portion of the intelligentsia seek a mechanism by which life may arise instead by random chance. Evolutionists admit the inconsistency. George Wald, an evolutionist, states, quote, when it comes to the origin of life, there are only two possibilities, creation or spontaneous generation. There is no third way. Spontaneous generation was disproved 100 years ago, but that leads us to only one other conclusion, that of supernatural creation. We cannot accept that on philosophical grounds, therefore we choose to believe the impossible, that life arose spontaneously by chance, unquote. Ignoring the obvious intelligent design that permeates life, scientists have developed the theory of evolution in an effort to explain the origin of life via spontaneous generation. This scientific theory is very distinctive. Commonly, scientists observe data, interpret the data, and then formulate conclusions based upon that data. Yet evolutionists have formulated their scientific conclusion without resorting to much data at all. In fact, evolutionists have steadfastly maintained their conclusion despite facts to the contrary. Quote, evolution is unproved and unprovable. We believe it only because the alternative is special creation, and that is unthinkable. Unquote. Sir Arthur Keith, a famous British evolutionary anthropologist and anatomist. Quote, in fact, evolution became, in a sense, a scientific religion. Almost all scientists have accepted it, and many are prepared to bend their observations to fit with it. Unquote. H.S. Lipson, professor of physics, University of Manchester. Since the beginning of the modern evolutionary movement, quite a few fraudulent evidences in favor of evolution have been submitted and remain in the textbooks, despite their exposure as blatant deceptions. Ernest Haeckel's work is an appropriate example. Haeckel, a German embryologist, altered drawings of various animal and human embryos, making them nearly identical. He presented his altered pictures as evidence for evolution between species, and used them as a platform to successfully promote evolution. In 1874, Haeckel's drawings were exposed by frauds by renowned embryologist Wilhelm Hiss. Shortly thereafter, Haeckel was convicted of fraud by his own university. Yet his fallacious drawings of nearly identical embryos are still in science textbooks over 100 years later as evidence for evolution. Those drawings are being taught to school children today as evidence for evolution. Why? Why not present solid evidence? Because there is none. David M. Rope, an evolutionist, freely admits, quote, in the years after Darwin, his advocates hoped to find predictable progressions. In general, these have not been found. Yet the optimism has died hard, and some pure fantasy has crept into textbooks, unquote. It seems that pure fantasy is the politically correct term for calculated lies. An excellent example of intelligent design is the DNA molecule. Since its discovery by James Watson and Francis Crick in 1953, evolutionists have faced an insurmountable hurdle. Anyone who investigates the mystery of the DNA molecule, this incredible microscopic, digital, error-correcting, redundant, self-duplicating information storage and retrieval system with its own inherent language convention that has the potential to develop any organism from raw biological material, those people understand that life is the result of intelligent design. In light of recent discoveries such as the DNA molecule, the absurdity of evolution argument is readily apparent when its basic formula is compared with that of the creation model of origins. Creation states that matter plus energy plus information equals incredibly complex life. Evolution states that matter plus energy plus random chance equals incredibly complex life. The theory of evolution is merely a religion that serves only to discredit the intelligent designer himself. You have just heard Intelligent Design at allaboutscience.org.